Psalm 33. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous. Praise is fitting for the upright. Give thanks to Yahweh with the harp. Sing praises to him on a harp even of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. And he keeps saying, sing a new song. I think what he means is don't let your praise become boring. Keep it new. Like Paul says that after we're baptized, we live in newness of life. And you've got to be careful when you pray, because prayer is a form of worship, that you don't just use the same old words. Try to change it, not just for the sake of changing it, but it's very easy, especially giving thanks for food, to just come out with the same old words. And when we're in a living relationship with God, we've got to be very careful of that. For the word of the Lord is right. All his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the grace of Yahweh. Well, that is true. The more you look at the creation and how God's hand has moved in history, you see his grace all the time, everywhere, his kindness toward us. By the word of the Lord, the heavens are made and all their army by the breath of his mouth. Remember, it says in Genesis, God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God said, let there be whatever, fish, and there were fish. So creation was by God's word. God spoke, and it happened. And that same word is active in our lives, in what Paul calls a new creation. If any man is in Christ, by being baptized into Christ, he's a new creation. And so just as God spoke his word, and it all happened, so this is the power of God's word. This is why we keep reading the Bible daily, because this can make you new, completely new. He gathers the waters of the sea together like a heap. He lays up the deep water as if it's in a storehouse. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in respect of him. For he spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood firm. So everybody really should sense that the natural creation was made by God. This is the trouble with believing in atheistic evolution, the idea that it all just came by chance. No, for one thing, that clearly isn't true. But secondly, we who realize, we who look at the wonderful creation and see that, wow, this is of God, you praise him and his word because of it.
It's like if evolution was true, then if it all came from one particle, what made that one particle?
That's right. The ultimate problem is of origins. Even if you say that there was evolution from this point to that point, all right, but then where did it all start? And it started with God. So God spoke.
Is it do bad things when you're not a Christian? You won't be in God's kingdom.
That's right. You won't be. So we've got to be obedient to God's word, the same word which made the heavens and the earth. For he spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood firm. The Lord brings all the words of the nations to nothing. He makes the thoughts of the peoples to be of no power. See, his word is powerful, their word is not. The word of the Lord stands fast forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. So there's a parallel between his word and the thoughts of his heart, or his mind, because in the Bible the heart is the mind. So God's word is the expression of his heart, of his mind, and that's why we love God's word, because this is his heart, his mind. Blessed is the nation whose God is Yahweh, the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Yahweh looks down from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. It's a bit like if you're in an aeroplane or a very tall building, you look down and everything looks so small. Well, that is how God sees, and yet he zooms in right into the hearts of people. God sees and knows all things. This is a basic truth, but if only we could believe it more, it would really change our lives. From the place of his habitation where he lives, that is, he looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth, he who fashions all of their hearts, he who considers all their works. So God looks down from heaven, and he not only sees all our works, but he considers. What was her motive? Why did she do that? Why did he say that? So God is thinking about our actions, whereas we tend to just act as we think best, as seems the logical way at the time. But God considers all that we do. There's no king who is saved by a very strong army. A mighty man is not saved by his great strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety, neither does a horse deliver anybody by his great power. The eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his grace. And I think the eye of God is maybe a reference to the angels, to deliver their soul from death, to keep them alive in famine. Our soul has waited for Yahweh. He is our help and our shield, for our heart rejoices in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your grace be upon us, Yahweh, according as we hope in you. And I think that means to some degree that the wider is your view of God's grace and of what he can do, well, so it will happen to you. It's like when Abraham was sort of bargaining with God about saving Sodom. He says, if you find 50 righteous people there, would you destroy it? God says, no. And so he goes down and down and down. If you found 30 there, would you destroy it? And God says, no, okay, I won't do it for 30's sake. And he keeps going down till he comes to, 10 or whatever. And yeah, God says, no, I won't do it if there's 10 there. And I guess Abraham was thinking, well, there's Lot and his wife. He's a righteous man. And his children, I'm sure they're righteous. And I'm sure there's some other righteous people. And yet if Abraham had gone further and said to God, look, would you just not destroy this city for my sake? Well, I think the logic of the argument is that God would have heard him. But he didn't think that God's grace was that great. But here we're told, let your grace be upon us according as we hope in you. So it is up to us. The more you see how God wants to work in your life, the more he will. The more you realize how much he wants to save you, well, he will save you.